All right. Happy New Year, guys, again. Tyler Jeffcoat, seller, accountant. And we're in the middle of our KPI month, which is January here, where we are walking through some tactical, crucial metrics that, hey, we can dream pie in the sky. What is it like to sell our business down the line? But what we need to do right now is figure out how to make money, manage our cash flow, and maximize the value of our business. Then we can do all sorts of fun things with that money, like pay ourselves and gear up for an exit or raise cash or do that kind of thing. And so last week we talked about PAG, post-advertising gross profit. That is the most basic, important measurement of how healthy a particular product is or how healthy my portfolio is. If you didn't watch that video, go back and check out last week's video. It's time to maximize profitability and cash flow. It's time to learn habits and hacks from the best e-com CEOs. It's time for Return on Podcast with me, Tyler Jeffcoat. You're up for an exit or raise cash or do that kind of thing. And so last week we talked about PAG, post-advertising gross profit. That is the most basic, important measurement of how healthy a particular product is or how healthy my portfolio is. If you didn't watch that video, go back and check out last week's video. Today we're gonna circle in on another metric called CAL. This is one that's going to be new to you guys. So again, remember PAG was just true gross profit after Amazon fees, after my cost of goods sold, and after advertising, which is where I get in trouble with some other accountants. But guess what? With an Amazon business, we don't have a choice but to manage true gross profit instead of making it kind of make-believe gross profit. And so once we understand our core profit margins and we decide whether we're happy or sad with those core profit margins, I want you to look at the example on the screen here. So we kind of have decent. I don't know if you remember my mood chart last week, but 20% PAG is one where we're like, okay, we're okay. We're not like ecstatic, but we're pretty happy to have 20% PAG. And now we want to try to unpack what it looks like to diagnose what the problem is if we were going to try to improve it. Well, what I told you guys last week is guess what? If the market will support it, just raise your price because raising the retail price solves a ton of problems. But let's say the market won't support you raising your price. Your competitors are whipping your ass all of a sudden because you just raised your price by 10 bucks, right? Okay, in that situation, we're gonna have to take a step back and we're gonna have to look more closely at the controllable underlying expenses. And there are two that are super important: my actual landed cost of goods sold and my advertising load. I don't get to change Amazon's fees. It's rare that I can redesign my packaging to limit my FBA load. But what I can do is I can choose what I spend on ads. And what I can do is I can dust off my passport, fly to China, spend time with my suppliers, and renegotiate my supply chain. Now, it may not be practical, but I can actually do something about that part of my expense. And so what I've come up with as a CFO for, nine figures a year in Amazon sales is I realized I needed a metric that didn't exist. I needed a metric that measured what my COGS plus my advertising load is. We call it CAL because I'm not a real creative guy. I'm an accountant. CAL, because if you think about it, having lower calories tends to make you healthier. CAL stands for COGS plus ads load. What is the load of my P&L that's just those two crucial controllable line items? And obviously, the lower my CAL, the better, because that means I have lower COGS and I haven't spent as much on ads. The other thing that's really important about CAL is that the better my margins are for my cost of goods sold, the more I can afford to spend on advertising. And so I wanted you guys to start viewing these two line items in tandem. They're part of the same coin. They're flip sides. If I have really crappy margins, like let's for instance, lower my price here so I can manipulate this. Okay, so if I've got pretty low margins, like what's on the screen now, and I'm getting an unacceptable profit margin of only 15%, one way to address that, if I can't control my COGS right away, is I'm going to have to lower my advertising budget. I may only be able to spend 9 or 10% because I want to keep the total of my cost of goods sold and my tacos in line, right? And so again, the way we measure that is called CAL. Let me bring up the good old mood chart. We had one of these last week for PAG. Let's look at it for our CAL. So if our COGS and ads load is less than 40%, we got a low calorie baby. We are so healthy. Woo, woo. This is amazing. The brand that I saw exit for 5, 6x multiples during the kind of feeding frenzy of a couple years ago all had cows that were less than 40%. They had an unbelievable profit margin on their products and were able to sell that differentiated product at a premium margin. So if your cow is really small, which again, remember, for cow, we want it to be low. We don't want these expenses. We want to control our calories, right? We want those costs to be down. A lower margin, anything lower than 40% total is amazing. If I'm 40 to 45%, I'm in really good shape. I'm really happy with that. As I start creeping above 45% cow, so again, my cost of goods sold plus the total advertising, if it starts creeping up closer to 50% of my total budget, I'm okay, but I'm starting to get a little bit concerned. And I could be in some trouble if my cow is over 50%. And by the way, you guys have thought about this before, right? If we look at, this is another way to look at it. I can use my cow to determine what I can afford to spend on advertising. And so, for instance, if I'm in a situation where I've kind of got meh margins, this is my cost of goods sold load. Literally, I'm having to buy something for 50 bucks and can only sell it for 100. I may have a zero budget for ads. I may not have a dollar to spend on advertising. And this is a pretty common thing if you're, say, you know, a wholesale arbitrage or online arbitrage seller. Your cow is already maxed out just on the COGS. I'm going to have to lower my advertising budget. But let's say you have elite margins. I only have 20% of my cost of goods sold. Are you kidding me? That's really elite. I'm going to have permission to overspend on advertising and outcompete my competitors on the marketplace to buy those listing places to get my BSR where I want it to be because I have elite margins. And so what I want you guys to start thinking about is, again, cost of goods sold plus advertising have to be viewed in tandem. They're the same thing because they both tell the story of how strong is my brand in this market. And what I need to do is I need to use the reality of those two to budget the other one. I mean, you guys have asked me this probably. Hey, Tyler, what's the best tacos number? How much can I afford to spend on advertising? And I'm going to say, I don't know until I know exactly what your cost of goods sold is. Because if I know your cost of goods sold, I can calculate your CAL, which is this COGS ads load. And that allows me to reverse engineer what you can afford to pay on app for advertising, right? Or if you were to say, hey, Tyler, what's a good cost of goods sold ratio? And I'm going to be able to go back to you and say, I still don't know, because until I know how much advertising juice is required for me to get your product to move and to be successful, I don't know. Like, right, if it's taking a ton of ads because it's a really competitive or commoditized category, oh boy, I better find a product that has really, really good cost of goods sold margins, because if it doesn't, I'm in trouble and I'm not going to be able to keep up and compete with my competitors. So again, the key takeaway here, just to make this simple, Cal, again, we like a low calorie diet if we're trying to get healthier. Listen, I'm like 240 here, so this is not me. I ain't judging, okay? But we lower calories, associate that with health. Cal stands for COGS plus ads loads. I want to understand what the sum of these two line items of my profit and loss are, what my land of cost of goods sold is, plus my advertising. And that tells me, with one simple little metric, how healthy and strong my brand is on my website or on my marketplace. And it may give me some insights in how I can correct my offering and capture more margin using these two crucial controllable expenses. So thanks for watching this video. Really appreciate your support. If you don't mind, leave me comments. I love to hear how you're interacting with this information. Feel free to book a discovery call if you want me to look at your stuff. I'm happy to look at it. I think this stuff is fascinating. I do this on my spare time. And, you know, next week we're going to run through the holy, holy grail, like the KPI to rule them all. You've heard me talk about it before, but I'm going to unpack it really simply for you in next week's video. It's called Return on Working Capital. Again, if you didn't go back last week and watch the post-advertising gross profit or PAG video, I highly encourage you to go do that. And then I want you to start using CAL, COGS plus ads load, to define and understand how healthy your brand is. Until next week.